The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Now, finally, in the week that one of the teachers' unions requested an extra day off before Christmas, is it a good idea for all of us to have a couple of more days off before what's likely to be a very quiet Christmas? Surely we could all do with a break or even a bank holiday even. We're joined by Martin Hart, CEO of Temple Bar Traders, and Leisha McGrath, work and organisational psychologist. Thank you so much for joining us. There's been a lot of talk, Martin, this week about maybe an extra day off at Christmas, which reminded us here at the business about a much mooted extra bank holiday earlier in the year. Do you think it's a good idea?
Look, I think it's bonkers, to be honest with you. And I think most people, we have to think about all of the parents that have been, you know, educating their kids from home from March until now, sitting on the couch, or not sitting on the couch, sitting at home, stressed. I mean, they're the people that need an additional day off. And again, from the, I suppose, the industry I'm coming from, you know, you have tens of thousands of people who have been let go, who are at home, who want to work. They've been on an enforced bank holiday since March 15th this year. These people have a right to work. You know, people have the whole dignity of working and wanting to go back out and work. So I think, look, the country's been on more or less a bank holiday for the last 8 months. The last thing we need is another one. We're coming into Christmas, so we will have time to get there. But I do have a suggestion for a bank holiday. I think we should send Neffet on a self-isolation holiday somewhere, maybe in the Skelligs, for one day that they don't have to talk to the media. We take away their phones. And that in itself actually would probably be better for the mental health of the nation than any proposal for an additional bank holiday.
Leisha, is he sounding a bit Scrooge-like there? Surely this must be important to the sense of morale boosting that we all need at the moment.
I'm laughing at his suggestion, as I think everybody is. Listen, I think morale is absolutely on its knees in the country. I think Martin makes a good point. There are a lot of people that want to work. But I think this pandemic has polarized a lot of people. So there's groups of people who are at home who want to work, but the people who are working are absolutely stretched to the max. And that's not just the teacher groups. I think that's across sectors. And I don't think we can forget our medical staff as well. So I think some time off, I think a bank holiday where we can rest, where we can take a break, where we can maybe get some recognition for the challenge that we have gone through is no bad idea.
And Martin, do you not think that there's the possibility if people had a day off, they would actually go to the restaurants, the hotels, the bars that you so badly want their business for? They're not going to be totally stuck at home.
And we would love that if the restaurants and the bars were open, or if there is even a possibility for them opening. And I mean, you pick up the paper on a daily basis or listening to the radio, and we're not so sure that's going to happen. So I think that's creating huge anxiety to the, you know, the 200,000 odd people that have been laid off, let go, and are trapped in this horrible twilight place where they want to work, but they can't work. Look, We're all under pressure in work and in what we're doing. And I think we're coming into a bank holiday season. That's Christmas. Let's work to get there and get that bank holiday, as opposed to creating new ideas for, which is really just politicking. You know, this is just a political intervention. It's a populist thing, fine. But I think that's the last thing we need. I really think we need to get people back to work and let those people who are at work, you know, start getting back to, or trying to help them get back to, some sort of normality. And I agree that people are under enormous pressure. I mean, people who are working from home, probably working harder and longer, you know, possibly with increased childcare problems and so on and so forth. That's not going to decrease if we give everyone another bank holiday, you know, particularly the teachers. Teachers have enough holidays.
And Leisha, do you think when we look to 2021 that maybe there is an argument for a bank holiday post getting the vaccines, when people are going back to events? And also, do you think in the broader, when we talk about this, that we need to have this debate about a potential 4-day week as well?
Absolutely. I think, you know, if I was to make a decision on it, I would probably go for the bank holiday in 21, where when we're all vaccinated, when society is wide open, when people can come into Temple Bar and everywhere else, and we can make another celebration, another, you know. And I think, you know, we're behind on the European average in terms of some of other countries that have more bank holidays. And in terms of the 4-day week, the global findings on that seem to be be extremely positive that going to a four-day week doesn't actually decrease any job performance, but actually increases work-life balance, decreases stress. And some economists are even pointing towards a more sustainable economy. It's better for women and better for climate. So I do think that now that we are hopefully coming maybe towards the end of this pandemic, the world of work has been turned on its head. There's no doubt. And I think there's huge opportunity for employers and employees to really rethink how we approach work and to take some of the insights that we've learned from this very difficult year.
Martin, very briefly, it sounds like you're in agreement with that idea.
No, absolutely. I think that makes a hell of a lot of sense. But okay. I'm still calling for an effort bank holiday. Starting on
okay,
Monday.
So, some sort of a compromise there towards the end. Very good. Martin Hart, CEO of the Temple Bar Company, and Leisha McGrath, psychologist and coach. Thank you so much for joining us.